Okay, this is a Kingdom of Peace, part two. We're going to continue on with our study today. I believe that's the name of it. It's called a Kingdom of Peace, this everlasting Kingdom of David that is mentioned there in Daniel 2, 4, 4, and 45. It's called a Kingdom of Peace. So this is part two, Kingdom of Peace. Track 8, Mount Zion, the 11th hour of Vichy Hara, track. So we're on actually page, last two lines of page 34. This is part two now. It says, and all the people answered together and said, all that the Yahweh has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Yahweh, Deuteronomy 28:1-9, Exodus 19:8. All right, it says, first paragraph on page 35 of our tract, it says, this first covenant reaches from the time that it was ordained unto the imminent and final end gathering of the 12 tribes as a kingdom. And so that 12 tribes as a kingdom then would be the 144,000 in these last days that we're in now, and the 12th parabolic hour that we're in. And yet, though never invalidated by the Yahweh, its validity has been persistently negated by the New Testament church, and its sanctity violated by both the Old and the New Testament churches until this very day. So, as the people, failing their promise, have broken Yahweh's commandments, they thereby also have broken the covenant that Yahweh made with their fathers. But in the new covenant, which Yahweh is now about to fulfill, the commandments of Yahweh, Exodus 20, verse 1 to 17, unlike in the old, will not be written on the tables of the stone, Exodus 31:18. But in the fleshy tables of the heart, and at that time all shall know the Yahweh, from the least of them unto the greatest of them. Jeremiah 31:34, exhibiting a church without terrors. For they're going to know the Father and the Son, not just the Father by himself. It's actually talking about the Son here. For this compact which is about to take place, there's a second covenant. Okay. The first one was with their fathers there in the wilderness with Moses coming out of Egypt. Now the second one is with the followers of the everlasting kingdom of heaven with Yahshua sitting upon the throne of David in it. Daniel 2:44-45. That's in the days of these kings in these last days, when this kingdom is set up here on earth. For this compact which is about to take place is the second covenant, and his law, being written on the heart, will be perfectly kept. Then and not before will the blessings which his ancient people failed to receive be fully realized. For the Jeremiah also bearing witness that this promised covenant has not yet been fulfilled, but that it is to be honored now in the gathering time, declares, thus speaketh the Yahshua, the Son of Yahweh, of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in the book. For lo, the days come, saith the Yahshua, the Son of Yahweh, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, just like I did when I brought them out of Egypt with Moses. This is Yahshua talking, saith Yahshua, and I will cause thee to return unto the land that I gave unto their fathers, and they shall possess it, Jeremiah 30, verse 2 and 3. These verses show vividly that the Yahshua is to validate the second covenant when he brings his people again from the captivity, while subsequent verses fix the time of this liberation or endgetting. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Yahshua of the host, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him, but they shall serve the Yahshua their Savior, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Jeremiah 30, verse 8 and 9. For this prophecy, we observe, did not meet its fulfillment in the return of the Jews from their captivity in the ancient Babylon, because at that time, Yahshua did not raise up David their king, for they did not in fact have any king at all of their own, but were under the Medo-Persia rule, and that was a typical Cyrus that was over them. The prophecy therefore can be applied unto no other time than today, when both the Israel and Judah shall be joined into the one great kingdom, time established in the everlasting righteousness. Then they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith Yahshua. Consequently, the fact that there has never been a time from the day that this scripture was written, even unto the present day, that every one of the Yahweh's people, as a church or a nation, has known the Yahshua and kept his commandments, John 15:10, again proves that the fulfillment of the second covenant, of which the Exodus movement was a type, is yet future. And so that is the present truth though today, because this kingdom is here today. We're in charge of it as the 11th hour called laborers, called at the end of the 11th parabolic hour in Matthew 20, verse 6. The fifth group of laborers, the last for Israel, says the Yahweh will go about, O thou backsliding daughter. For the Yahshua has created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man, Jeremiah 31:22. For the woman must be symbolical, for no one person can possibly encompass a man. Another encompass a man, or encompass another, for this reason, be a symbol of the church, and a man must be the Yahshua, who shall at that time have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, purified the church, Isaiah 4:4, Testimonies, Volume 5, page 80. Then will he be unto her as a wall of the fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her, and will dwell in the midst of her, Zechariah 2:5-11. Though many variously raise their voices against the Yahshua establishing the seed of Israel as a righteous and holy nation, free from the sinners, for they shall fail to overthrow the plans of him who giveth the sun for a light by the day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by the night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar, for the Yahshua of the host is his name. If those ordinances depart from me, saith the Yahshua, then the seed of the Israel shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus saith the Yahshua, if the heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Yahshua, Jeremiah 31:35-37. As the promises are made only unto Israel, unto the seed of Abraham, the original vine which has been trodden down, this vine must therefore be raised up. Then the penitent Gentiles, by virtue of the adoption in the Yahshua, shall be grafted into it, and only thus become of the planting of the Yahshua, son of Yahweh. I say then, hath the Yahshua cast away his people? For the Yahshua forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham and of the tribe of the Benjamin. For the Yahshua hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture said unto the Elias, how he maketh intercession unto the Yahweh against the Israel, saying, for the Yahweh they have killed thy prophets and dig down thine altars, and I'm left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of the Yahweh unto him? I have reserved unto myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee unto the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time also there is a remnant, 144,000, according unto the election of the grace, and if they, and if by the grace, then is it no more of the works, otherwise grace is no more grace, but if it be of the works, then it is no more more grace, otherwise work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, Yahweh hath not given them the spirit of the slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And David said, let's read that again. According as it is written, for the Yahweh hath given them the spirit of the slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And David saith, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them, that their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always. I say then, have they stumbled, that they should fall, for the Yahweh forbid, but rather, through their fall, salvation, that is, the teaching of the plan of the salvation of the brother of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, Hebrews 10:19-20, the new and living way for these last days. That's the only way of salvation, and it's pointed all out there in Hebrews 12:18-24, is come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke the Jews unto jealousy. Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more of their opponents? For I speak unto you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles. I magnify mine office, if by any means I may provoke unto emulation them which are my flesh, and might have some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruits, the Jews, be holy, the lump Jew and Gentile is also holy. And if the root, the Jew, be holy, so are the branches, whether they be original or grafted in. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree, the Gentile tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and the fatness of the good olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou Gentile bearest not the root, but the root, the Jew, thee. Thou wilt say then, for the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well, because of the unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by the faith and the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, through the new and living way, Hebrews 10, 19, and 20. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if the Yahweh spared not the natural branches, the unbelieving Jews, take heed lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of the Yahweh on them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in the unbelief, shall be grafted in. For the Yahweh is able to graft them in again. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by the nature, and wert grafted contrary unto nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part has happened unto Israel, until the fulfillment of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer. And that's Yahshua the son of Yahweh, is the deliverer, and shall turn away unrighteousness from Jacob. Now this is who we are, the house of Jacob, with the name changed to Israel also. The true Israel of today is who this house of David represents. For this is my covenant with them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, or the teaching of the plan of the salvation of the blood of the everlasting covenant of the new and living way, Hebrews 10, 19 and 20, they are enemies for your sake. But as touching the election, the 144,000, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and calling of the Yahweh are without repentance. For as you in the times past have not believed Yahweh, you have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. Even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For the Yahweh hath concluded them all in the unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth and the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of the Yahweh, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Yahweh, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given unto him and it shall be recompensed unto him again, for of him, and through him, and unto him, are all things, unto whom be glory forever. Hallelujah. Romans 11. Listen, O owls, unto me, and hearken, you people, from far, for the Yahweh has called me from the Israel. That's talking about from the womb, from the bowels of my mother, has he made mention of my name. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword, and the shadow of his hand hath he hit me, and made me a polished shaft, and his quiver hath he hit me, and said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have labored in the vain, I have spent my strength for the naught and in vain, yet surely my judgment is with the Yahweh, and my work with my Yahweh. And now saith the Yahweh that formed me from the womb to be his servant, for the bringing Jacob with his posterity again unto him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Yahweh, and my Yahweh shall be my strength, for we too may say, though the whole world may reject Yahweh and his message, yet we will trust in the Yahweh. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldst be my servant for the raising up of the tribes of Jacob, that's the 12 tribes, for the restoring of the preserved of the Israel only. I will also give thee for a light unto the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Isaiah 49:1-6. In other words, those of the Israel who declare the sealing message of the 144,000 to the church shall also declare his Yahweh's glory among the Gentiles, thus be his salvation unto the end of the earth, and bring all their brethren for an offering unto the Yahshua, unto the Yahweh, Father, out of all nations. Isaiah 66:19-20. 22:53. Thus saith Yahweh, the Redeemer of Israel. This would be Yahshua. Thus saith the Yahshua, son of the Yahweh, as the Redeemer of the Israel and his Holy One. Let's do that again. Thus saith the Yahweh Father, with his son Yahshua, the Redeemer of Israel, and also his name, he referred to as the Holy One, his son Yahshua, unto him whom the man despises, the one whom they call this man, Luke 19:14. And that turns out to be the antitypical David. See page 71. Unto him whom the nation abhorreth, unto the servant of the rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of the Yahweh that is faithful, and the Holy One of the Israel, and he shall choose thee, thus saith the Yahweh, an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in the day of the salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for the establishing of the earth, for the causing to inherit the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say unto the prisoners, go forth unto them that are in darkness, show yourselves, for they shall feed in the ways, and their pasture shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them, for he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of the water shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from far, and lo, these from the north, and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Yahweh hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, for the Yahweh hath forsaken me, and my Yahweh hath forgotten me. Isaiah 49:7 and the 14. Zion, S-I-O-N, as we have herein seen, being the church in which the 144,000 are at the time the sealing message is heard, and being as the apple of his eye, the Yahweh asked her, can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thy children shall make haste, thy destroyers, and they that made thee waste shall go forth of thee, Isaiah 49:15-17. That is, the sinners will be taken out of her, cast away from among the just. Matthew 13:48-49. Lift up thine eyes round about, and behold, all these gather themselves together, and come unto thee. As I live, saith the Yahweh, thou shalt surely clothe thee with them all, as with an ornament, and bind them on thee as a bride doeth. See Zechariah 8:23. For the shepherd as rod also, volume 2, page 281. For thy waste and thy desolate places, and the land of thy destruction shall even now be too narrow by the reason of the inhabitants, and they that swallow thee up shall be far away. That is, a great multitude is to join the church, the purified kingdom of David, here in the 12th hour, and not the Seventh-day Adventist church, but the sinners shall be kept out of it. For the children which thou shalt have, those who shall be gathered in after thou hast lost the other, those who fell in the slaughter of the Ezekiel 9, shall say again in thine ears, the place is too straight for me, give place to me that I may dwell. Then shalt thou say in thine heart, who hath begotten me these, seeing I have lost my children, and am desolate, a captive, and removing to and fro, and who hath brought up thee? Behold, I was left alone, these, where had they been? For this question brought up brought up these question marks. Behold, I was left alone. These, where had they been? For this question shows that the church is ignorant of the great multitude of the Revelation 7-9, the second fruits. Thus saith the Yahweh, behold, I will lift up my hand unto the Gentiles, and set up my standard unto the people, and they shall bring my sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders, and chains shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down unto thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Yahweh, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith Yahweh, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood, as with the sweet wine, and all flesh shall know that I, the Yahweh, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, as the mighty one of Jacob. Let's read that again. And I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood, as with the sweet wine, and all flesh shall know that I, the Yahshua, son of the Yahweh, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, as the mighty one of Jacob. Isaiah 49:18-26. But when he seeth his children, the work of my hand, in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name, and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the Yahweh of the Israel. Behold, the name of the Yahweh cometh from far. Let's do that again. Behold, the name of the Yahshua, the Son of Yahweh, cometh from far. Burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy, for his lips are full of indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire, and his breath as an overflowing stream, shall reach into the midst of the neck to sift the nations with the sieve of the vanity, and there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. Isaiah 29:23, 30:27-28. But the liberal devises liberal things, and by the liberal things shall he stand, because the palaces shall be forsaken. For the multitude of the city shall be left, and the towers shall also be for dens forever, a joy of the wild asses, a pasture of the flocks, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be as counted for a forest, then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field, and the word of the righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in a sure dwelling place, dwellings, and in a quiet resting places, when it shall hail, coming down on the forest, and the city shall be low in a low place. Blessed are ye that sow beside all waters, that send forth thither the feet of the ox and the ass. Isaiah 32:8-14-20. Hear ye that are far off what I have done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might, for the sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrite. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with the everlasting burning? He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despises the gain of oppression, that shaketh his hand from the holding of bribes, stoppeth his ears from the hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from the seeing evil, he shall dwell on high. His place of the defense shall be the munition of the rock. Bread shall be given him. His waters shall be sure. Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Thine heart shall meditate terror. Where is the scribe, secretary? Where is the receiver, the treasurer? Where is he that counted the statistical secretary? The towers, a conference president. Thou shalt not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech than thou canst perceive, of a stammering tongue that thou canst not understand. Thou shalt speak and understand all the languages. Isaiah 33:13-19. Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say unto them that have a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your Yahshua, the Son of Yahweh, will come with a vengeance, even the Yahshua with a recompense, for he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert, and the parched ground, shall become a pool, and the thirsty land a springs of the water, and the habitation of the dragons, where each lay shall be grass with the reeds and rushes, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of the holiness, for the unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those of the wayfaring men. Though fools shall not err therein, no lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon, for it shall not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Yahweh shall return and come unto Zion with a song and everlasting joy upon their heads, they shall obtain joy and gladness and sorrow, and signs shall flee away. Isaiah 35:3-10. Then it's much as both the field with the wheat and tares, Matthew 13:30, and the net with the good and bad fish, Matthew 13:47-48, represents the gospel church. Now that's the house of David is the gospel church in the 12th parabolic hour, fulfilling this prophecy during the period in which the saints and the hypocrites are commingled. Right now, today, they're still commingled in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Then the vessels into which the good fish are placed after the bad are taken away from among them, and the barn into which the wheat is placed after the tares are separated from it must necessarily represent the church passing from its unclean state, field or net, into another, its purified state, which is symbolized not by the field or by the net, but really by a barn and by a vessel and a new place, safe and clean, where henceforth there shall no more come the uncircumcised and the unclean, Isaiah 52:1. So no matter what the term we may give unto this new place and to which the saints are to be gathered, the place itself will be absolutely free from sin, because all sinners among the righteous have then been destroyed. Since after the separation of the unconverted from among the Yahweh's true people, the church then comprised of the 144,000 as the first fruits of the 12 tribes of the children of the Israel, is to emerge into a theocratic government, meaning church and state, with the king, Yahshua, ruling over this kingdom of David, and the antithetical David as his underservant that is visible, is actually the visible king of Yahweh's kingdom of heaven here on earth during this 12th hour. Inevitably, then, the vessels represent the component units, the tribe, and to which the redeemed are gathered severally, while the barn represents the composite unit, the kingdom into which they are gathered collectively. And this great gathering, selective, absolute, and final as it is, only goes to, again, that the birth of the kingdom is absolutely dependent upon the purification of the church. For the Yahshua have sent mine angel to testify unto you of these things and the churches. I am the root and the offspring of the David, and the bright and the morning star, Revelation 22:16. Arise, that we may go up against them, for we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good. And are you still, Judges 18:9, be not slothful, act promptly, get ready, and follow the Lamb to the ruler of the land. This will be the title for our next sermon, as well as we're coming close to ending this sermon. Well, actually, we have 15 minutes to finish out this sermon, so I'm going to I'm going to close that off right now. Well, actually, I'm just going to go ahead and add this next subject, the Lamb. To follow the Lamb to the ruler of the land. This is going to be our last 15 minutes on this sermon. And it says, send ye to the Lamb. No, send ye the Lamb unto the ruler of the land. Okay. So, the Lamb is Yahshua, and the ruler of the land that he goes to is at Judah, Jerusalem, and that ruler of the land is antitypical David, or in the type it was David himself. Okay, to the ruler of the land, from Selah unto the wilderness, unto the mount of the daughter of Zion. For it shall be that as a wandering bird cast out of the nest, so the daughters of Moab shall be at the fords of Arnon, take counsel, execute judgment, make thy shadow as the night in the midst of the noonday, hide the outcast, bewray not him that wandereth, let mine outcast dwell with thee, Moab, be thou a covert unto them from the face of the spoiler, for the extortioner is at an end, for the spoiler ceases, the oppressors are consumed out of the land, and in mercy shall the throne be established, and he shall sit upon it in the truth in the tabernacle of the David, judging and seeking judgment, and hasting righteousness, Isaiah 16:1-5. Okay. So it says he set upon it in the truth in the tabernacle of the David. So this antitypical David is told to build Yahweh a temple or a house, a tabernacle to worship in. Okay, and he's in this 12th parabolic trial that we're in now. That's in Isaiah 16:1-5. Though this passage may seem to contain nothing more than the Kabbalistic language of the cadence mysticism, yet it holds lessons calculated for the converting of even the case-hardened infidel to the certain truth of the Bible. Indeed, if the Yahweh's people should get along without this scripture, we may be sure that he would not have taken either the prophets' time for the writing it or space in the Bible for the recording it, were it in short merely a mystical rhapsody of the prophetic tenor without rhyme or reason, then it were naught but a piece of vain repetition, an imperfection, an impossible thing with the Yahweh. So, to attach no significance or importance to the verses would lay one under the fearful condemnation of the following scripture. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, the Yahweh shall take away his part out of the book of the life, and out of the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book. Revelation 22:19. As Isaiah's words therefore must contain light, for the absence of which, leaving a dark our path exposes us unto the risk of falling with the blind headlong into the pit. For the diligent searcher for the truth will discover that though the passage appears obscured and involved, and the mystery, it is plain and simple when seen in the light which shines from above. Send ye the Lamb to the ruler of the land from Shiloh unto the wilderness, unto the mount of the daughter of the Zion, Isaiah 62:1. For the definite article the lends absolute meaning unto the noun, meaning the Lamb is talking about one specific noun, and that is Yahweh, or Yahshua, the Son of Yahweh, showing that a Lamb, as the only one of his kind, was the object of the command for the sending of the Lamb from the Moab unto the mount of the daughter of the Zion, Mount Zion in Jerusalem. For it shall be that as a wandering bird cast out of the nest, so the daughters of the Moab shall be at the fords of the Arnon. That is, the Lamb had to be taken from the Moab because the Moabites were to be cast out as a wandering bird at the fords of Arnon, Isaiah 16:2. For the sacred history records that the one Lamb taken from the Moab before the Moabites were cast out of their nest was the one of whom John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of the Yahweh, for the Yahshua is with the, for the prophecy showed that the Lamb was rushed from the Moab unto the Mount Zion, David's palace at the Jerusalem, an event which took place when the Naomi with her son went to Moab, the wilderness, a nation not under or with the direct care of the Yahshua, and therefore not a vineyard or the care of the Yahweh, the Father, and therefore not a vineyard, and brought Ruth, the Moabites, from Moab unto Jerusalem, for Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife, and she bare a son, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of the Jesse, the father of the David, and Jesse begat David." Ruth 4:13-22. Thus Yahshua, as a son of David, was sent from Moab to the Mount Zion, David's palace, thus showing the Messiah's divinity as a son of Yahweh and his humanity as the son not only of the David but also of the Lot's descendants, Moab. For the sacred history records that the one Lamb taken from Moab before the Moabites were cast out of their nest was the one of whom John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of the Yahweh, for the prophecy showed that the Lamb was rushed from Moab unto the Mount Zion, David's palace at Jerusalem, an event which took place when the Naomi with her sons went to Moab in the wilderness, a nation not with the direct care of the Yahweh, and therefore not a vineyard, and brought Ruth the Moabitess from Moab unto Jerusalem, what Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife, and she bare a son, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David, and Jesse beget David. Okay. Ruth 4:13-22. Thus Yahshua, as the son of David, was sent from Moab unto the Mount Sion, David's palace, thus showing the Messiah divinely as a son of Yahweh, and his humanity as the son not only of the David, but also of the Lot, Moab. Oh, how wonderfully particular is our Yahweh for the names Obed, Jesse, and David in the Hebrew tongue means the Yahshua, the son of Yahweh, a servant, Obed, who is to be my present, Jesse, and the beloved David. For Yahshua being in the flesh as a Moabite, as well as an Israelite, for Yahweh says, let mine outcast dwell with thee, Moab, Yahshua. Be thou a covert unto them from the face of the spoiler, and a man again pointing unto Yahshua shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as the rivers of the water, and a dry place as a shadow of a great rock and a weary land. Isaiah 16:4. Sent to take counsel, execute judgment, and make his shadow as a night in the midst of the noonday, hide the outcast, bewray not him that wandereth, Isaiah 16:3. For the Yahshua is our hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, and a weary land is a great and a perfect shadow, even as the midnight at the noonday. So also explains the psalmist, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O Yahweh. Therefore the children of thy men, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings, because thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice, Psalm 63:7. And therefore, explains the gospel prophet also, shall the strong people glorify thee, for the city of the terrible nations shall fear thee, for thou hast been a strength unto the poor, a strength unto the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible one is as a storm against the wall, Isaiah 25:3-4. And in mercy shall the throne, everlasting throne of the David and of the Yahshua, be established, and he shall sit upon it in the truth, this is Yahshua, in the truth, in the tabernacle of the David, judging and seeking judgment and hasting righteousness, Isaiah 16:5. This brings in verse 36, our contact at the 11th hour call, and that's number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song.